Hello, Brock. This is Kay here. Kay, I'm good. How are you? Well, you know what? You're the person I wanted to speak to because I wanted to say a big congratulations to you. I think it's wonderful for you, Brock, and I'm so happy for you. Now, I also have another question I'd like to ask you. How do you know Zelma Hanley? Really? Oh, my goodness. Well, my late mother and Zelma used to play social tennis and they knew each other very well. Yes. Karen and, yep, she does. She does. Isn't that amazing? So is your girlfriend now Zelma, Clayton's daughter or Lyndall's daughter? Or I know, yes, I do. yes, I have. So I'm trying to remember the youngest son's. Warren. Your girlfriend is Warren's daughter. Wow. Yep. Oh, no. This is back in the day of Redcliffe. So Zelma and her husband, you know, they had their own business and they lived at Newport and they had three children who were involved in Hanley Industries. And then Zelma did move, you know, down south, to Bow Desert or Boona. And so when she was in Redcliffe for many years, she was part of Mum's tennis group and they knew each other very well. So if I could send you some photos of tennis group get-togethers and that include the tennis ladies and some were hosted at Zelma's place. Some were, yeah, so. Yes, and you can say, oh my goodness me, guess who I know? Oh yes, I know Zelma, yes. Because the thing is, what connected me to that was, you know, in Facebook, they go suggested friends, and then I saw your name come up with a similar friend, and I looked on that, and I thought, how does Brock know Zelma? It's a very small world. It's a very small world, Brock. And look, at the end of the day, I just wanted to say congratulations and on your achievements in your exams. And I'm very happy for you, very, very happy for you. And also ask, how do you know Zelma? Okay, well, if you would like me to send you some photos, would you like me to do that through just to, not freak her out, but just think, oh my God, how do you know me? I can. I'll do that this afternoon, Brock. And there you go. Then you can say to Zelma, oh, look what I look. who someone sent to me. Someone sent these photos to me. She will. Oh. Yes, I know, Eric. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I do know Eric as well. But it will be actually now that I know that she's moved back to this side of town, I'd like to make contact with her because we have kept in contact over the years and we're friends on Facebook as well. And just due to the tennis ladies, you know, of her group. So there you go. There's yes. Yeah. Well, she's a friend of mine on Facebook. So I will reach out again now that she's back, that they're back at Albany Creek, and hopefully we would be able to catch up. But I'll go on my computer now, Brock, and I'll grab the photos of the tennis ladies, and you can share that with your girlfriend and see if she can see someone she knows in the photos. Yeah. All right. I'm Yeah, extremely. And I just sort of think, well, hello, there should be a party. But Yeah. Well, again, congratulations, and I'm glad you and Vanessa are together in a practice, and I'm very lucky to be a client of that practice. That's all I'll say. Good on you, and I'll, and I'm glad I was able to speak to you rather than, because I actually did want to speak to you rather than put a message on that post, and so I'm glad I was able to do that. So good on you, Brock, and I'll chat to you later, and you look after yourself, eh? Yeah, well, there you go. Here's a there's a bit of a surprise. Here's a surprise for you, Zelma. All right. Catch you later, Brock. Talk to you later. Bye.